Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to The Limestyle. I am Alicia, and my co-host is here tonight, my lovely, sweet tone, makes me happy, co-host, Kendra Miller.
Hi, everyone.
I want to say hello to everyone. It's been a while since we've been on here. Tonight I did, our title is Struggling with Emotions. And the reason I did it is because it's been a while since I did this show. And one of the emotions is feeling sad or disappointed or dull, dim. Ooh, I don't even know how many more emotions I could give on that. But it's been a minute because of going through these emotions. It's a lot you deal with your everyday life, with your work, you know. And it takes a toll on you after a while. Even relationships takes a toll on you. And it gives you different type of emotions. So today, I decided to do the struggles of emotions because I personally am struggling with emotions. I'm struggling with how to handle them, how to deal with them, how to cope. It's the same things, just different words I'm saying. And my lovely co-host, sweet tone voice on the other end here is going to help me probably give me some advice on how I can do that.
How to deal with the emotions.
Yes.
Well, one at a time for sure.
Well, in my description tonight, I put, you know, we all have different emotions, and you'd be surprised how many emotions you could go through within an hour or within less than a minute.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing whether you really analyze your body and your mind, and your mind is a very powerful thing. I've been dealing with a lot lately, and yes, I do the show because it's therapeutical. Just want to let you guys know. Also, I'm not a therapist, so just let you know that also. Before we start, I just want to let you know you could call in 563-999-3623. That's 563-999-3623, or you can hit us in the chat room, and the chat room is very anonymous, and you could express yourself, tell us how you think or what's going on with you. So, emotions. Back to that, Kendra. What are your feelings about that?
Well, I guess I could take a personal spin on it and just say that, you know, 'tis the season. You know, holidays can be really emotional for a lot of people, and you know, a lot of people at this time of year have strong emotions about their loved ones that they're missing, and they could be, you know, missing them because they're far away or missing them because, you know, they're no longer on this earth.
Right.
And, you know, dealing with some of those emotions, you know, I posted on my Facebook page, you know, reach out to somebody that you know that may have lost a loved one in the last year or two. You know, let them know that you're thinking about them this holiday season. Whether you celebrate the holidays or not, you know, just a kind word, a gesture, or something, because this is a tough time of year for people. Not to mention, you know, the weather doesn't help.
Right.
But I think about those types of emotions, you know, the sadness, the sometimes loneliness.
And I think we should just turn around that around also, and what Kendra's saying is call someone and, you know, check on them or say hi or make sure they feel okay because of the situation that they're in, of missing that person. And remember the happy times of it, and then I think that'll be a good thing to also do when you're going through those emotions. Because his emotions are very, very, very powerful.
Yeah.
And I thank you for that, Kendra. I know it's a lot of people that's facing that right now as far as the holidays. I personally really don't celebrate it, which is, I'm not knocking no one, but I'm all there for Kendra advice of calling you and, hey, everything's okay. But I still, no matter I don't celebrate it, I still wish everyone a happy holidays, and I check on them, make sure they're okay. So we have different emotions, as far as we could be sad, angry, sexual, happy, frustrated. It's a lot of varying emotions you could do in within like 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
Do I know? How do I know? I've done it. So it's very, very hard when you have to deal with it. So what I was, like I said, I do see a therapist. I know a lot of you that listen to my show know that I do that. And she gave me some advice on Tuesday. Is I made a box, and what I do is I write down my emotions of how I'm feeling that specific time. I actually made the box, guys, but guess what? I haven't done it yet. So I guess I'm not doing my part of trying to help cope with my emotions. So far as any advice, I don't have any tonight of how to handle your emotions, because that's why I put the title of struggle with your emotions right now. Hopefully, that's why I hope Kendra could help me out in any way possible, because a lot of us, we could give her advice, but we cannot take our own. I did that today, actually. Yeah. So, like relationships, a lot of us go through a lot of different emotions when we go through relationships. You know, we get our ups and downs. We go to sad. We go to angry. We go to frustrated. We go to happy when we think about the happy part, and then we go right back to the angry part. And disappointment, and it's very hard to deal with that emotion. Then you go with the, if you're dealing with a breakup, you deal with the alone, feeling alone, sadness, emotions again. So the only thing that I've been trying to do is keep occupied and try not to let it get to me. But I told Kendra earlier today that I'm trying to do more to keep occupied and not let your emotions get with you. They'll get the best of you, actually, because it tends to do that a lot, and you tend to focus on one thing.
Exactly.
And that's not good, you know, and I figured I'll try to do something different this time. I want to also share that, you know, when emotions get very, I don't think people notice this, but when you're in a relationship and you have intimacy, you know, your emotions change towards that person.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you into a whole different person. And I don't think a lot of us understand that, which we tend to be more like, oh, we get closer. And then we just get, I'm not going to say obsessed, but is the word clingy, or are those the words, Kendra? Am I getting it right?
Clingy. Yeah.
More obsessed to be with that person, more, okay, maybe obsessed might be too strong. Let me try.
I can't think of the word.
Yeah, you know how you have that word sitting right in your head and you just be like, it's right there, but I can't say it.
Right. Clingy sounds very close, though.
Yeah.
I'd say in between clingy and obsessed.
I wouldn't even say that. Like, okay, my emotion I'm going through is, I have this problem of being alone. And one of those emotions is being sad and being depressed about it and feeling as if my time is the essence. Like, I'm not going to be on this earth too long, so I need to get all my ducks in a row emotion. It's like my emotion is going haywire. Like, you know how you rub your feet through carpet and then your hair just sticks up?
Yep.
My hair is all those emotions. If you have seen Inside Out cartoon, I have all those emotions going through my head, and it's crazy. And I know I'm not the only one, because a lot of us do it.
Yeah.
It's just the fact of trying to cope with it.
We all reach that point at some point in our lives, I think, where we're going through those emotions and dealing with our humanity and the fact that there is a final date that's unknown to us.
Right.
And we start thinking about, you know, I can tell you, I can't think of what the word is for it, but, you know, oh, man. But anyway, I think sometimes when we get older, as we start aging, different thoughts come to us and create different emotions relating to that.
Yeah.
And, you know, depending on your spirituality, depending on, you know, things in your life, your experiences with it, you know, the final stage of life is very different for everybody.
Yeah.
And there are things that can come up as you're aging that you don't really think about until you think about how short life is.
And I think that's the problem I am dealing with. And it's not just the emotions of just with a relationship. It's the emotions of, you know, my everyday struggles. And all of us have our everyday struggle. You know, everybody deals with something. And I do walk around with a smile on my face. And people might think I don't have anything in this world I'm worrying about. But it's a lot that I go through. And Kendra knows, because she's one of my very close friends. And I tell almost everything. Actually, I think I tell you too much. Anyway, another emotion is that, I wouldn't even say it's an emotion. When someone is real, and I think a lot of us is losing that sensitive being or human being part of us, is being honest enough to show our emotions to people. I think a lot of us don't want, as far as men too, you know, men, I've noticed, hold their emotions back. Actually, and some of them give us too much emotion. It's like, whoa, you know. I'm not even going to bite my tongue. There's some men out here that really irks the heck out of me when they emotions, they don't show it, you know. And I kind of like get it in a way. I'm going to say, let me take that back, because I'm not going to say irk, because I have to understand that they're going through their thing too, and their emotions is hard for them to deal with, just like what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. And they don't have an outlet. And you know, the saddest thing about that is if someone is being real with you and trying to help you figure it out, I don't think we should attack that person or try to take it in a bad way. We should take it as, you know, this person's trying to help me. You know, if that makes sense.
Makes sense. But, you know, for some people, the truth hurts. And it's sometimes hard to accept facts. So, you know, you get those emotions. Sometimes it's just, you know, blatantly the crap we don't want to hear. I mean, sometimes truly, you know, you can get an edge of emotion over something that somebody's telling you about your situation or yourself, and you know that they're right, but you just really don't want to hear that shit.
and isn't that the truth? We do tend to do that. And that's funny, Kendra. I think the struggling with emotions that a lot of us really don't understand also is there's different ways I could take this, and it's like I'm trying to put it in a way I won't come off as being this insensitive type person, because I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm the most sympathetic person you could ever meet, and Kendra. I think we're too sympathetic sometimes, which is another emotion that we deal with. I think my emotion that I'm going through right now at this moment is disappointment. I'm actually disappointed how I have the choices that I've made. You know what I mean? I have been disappointed by people. I have been disappointed by men. And people always say, oh, it's the men you choose. Well, it goes really deeper than that. That's another show. Can't talk about that right now. You know, people say, oh, it's the woman you pick. No, it goes deeper than that. Can't, another show again. And once we could actually pinpoint that for you, then you understand. You're going to be like, oh, man, what? So in saying that is, my emotions has been crying almost every night. I still cry at night. I cry because of things that I probably dealt with during the day. My job is starting to get very, very stressful because I'm too sympathetic. It's like the unfairness, you know, it's just things that happen. It's like, wow.
Right.
And this is what I deal with. And people may knock a therapist, but I'm telling you guys, a therapist is the best thing that could ever happen to you in your life.
Yep, I agree.
And right now she's helping me, trying to help me with my emotions and trying to handle them certain ways, because I do wear my emotions on my sleeve. I have heard this a couple of times from some men that I have dealt with. And that's why we're not together, because I wear my emotions too much. So unless I could find someone that can understand my emotions and know that, hey, let me help you with that, you know, then I think it would be in a good way. But for right now, starting from yesterday, I have made a vow to myself, and I told Kendra earlier that I'm going to start to try to handle my emotions, because I don't want to spew over into another relationship where I wear my emotions too much. But then again, that's who I am. So why would I change it, you know? So it's just different ways. I don't know, Kendra. I don't know where to go with that.
I don't know where to go with that either. I mean, you know, we are who we are at our core. So if you're an emotional person and you wear your heart on your sleeve, you know, you're just going to be doing that. I mean, nobody can change you but you. If you don't want people to react to you and the way that you handle your emotions the way that they have in the past, then you've changed that.
Yeah, that's why I've lately, in the last 4 months of being single, it's been a very it's been a very hard journey. It's been a very rocky road. However, I'm not dating. I'm kind of picky now. I'm like more picky than I've ever been. I think if someone's going to talk to me at this point, it's my emotions, is you have to be on my level. You have to be able to handle my emotions. You have to be able to be like, okay, she's going through it today. Maybe let me do this to help her out. You know, it's my mindset is changed to that level right now. And I am talking to someone, and at the same time, it's like I'm trying to help that person because I'm sympathetic, again, like I said. And anyone I speak to right now, I'm more towards finding out how they are and trying to make them see that it's the good out of whatever situation they got going on right now, because that's the bad emotion they have, feeling that they just, you know, it's I just think it's always a good situation, it's a good something out of anything, and that's just how I see things. And I've been trying to keep that forever, even trying to do that through my life. It's hard, I'm not gonna lie, Kendra, it's very hard. I tell you what, though, is letting out a lot off my chest right now. I just want to say thank you for the people in the chat room. Trying not to shed any tears right now, Kendra, because it's like different emotions, and within a minute.
Of course, emotions ride high.
One time, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I wasn't going to say anything really. I was just like holding it in.
I was just going to say, we can't have a life without emotion. I mean, maybe a few select people on Earth can. But for the most part, we've all got it. And, it's a matter of you being able to control that for you. Nobody can do it for you.
That's the hardest part, Kendra.
Yep.
And within like a split second, you can go from one sad emotion to one big happy emotion, and then the next thing you know, you're back to going to sleep crying.
That's bipolar or something, I'm sure.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Holy, I better find out if I'm bipolar then, because that's not good.
I'm just kidding. No, but, we go through a series of emotions in a day. I mean, especially if you're a mother, think about all the emotions you could go through in one day.
Mm.
From the time you wake up to the time you get that little one sleep and you go to bed.
Oh, yeah, that's over 1,000. If there's that many emotions in this world.
Right.
And that's just being a mother.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being a
sweet little face sleep?
Yeah, by the time you watch that little face sleep, with your emotion being all happy that he's finally asleep.
Exactly.
Then the tiredness, then you get tired, a emotion,
yep.
And then you get 5 seconds of your alone time, which is that one little sigh, and you just fall asleep because it's like you're just so tired, you can't even deal with anything right now. You're just exhausted of the whole day you just went through.
Exactly.
I don't know. Hopefully my therapist will help me some more, will give me some more advice. Once again, I'm not telling anyone not to do anything or do anything. This is just a therapeutical show. This is just to express how we feel. Who knows? Maybe someone might learn something or they might help us, At the end of the day, it's just an informative type of thing that we do at this time. And I just want people to be aware of it. Mental health is a very serious thing.
Very
a lot of
serious.
Us don't understand how very serious this is. I could say that's another emotion if I really want to say it. But when I say it's very serious, it's a lot of us that's going through it, and we're hiding it with all these emotions that we go through. And we could put on that smile all day, but we're hurting in the inside, and you wouldn't even know.
Right.
Just make sure you guys pay attention to that. There's a lot of us. And if your friend, true friends, will actually know what something's wrong with you. Especially
usually.
When your mood changes. What'd you say, Kendra?
I say usually yes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I could hide it really good if I really want to. I've done it, so I know. And yes, people, all of us has probably went through the bottom of the, what's that thing, the bottom of the barrel, bottom of the bottle, been there, and you just couldn't even take it no more. Well, maybe some of us haven't. But I'm not going to lie, I have, and that's one of the emotions that I fear. because I don't want to get that ever again, but I've been fighting it and I've been trying my best because of all these emotions I deal with. And this is something very, very serious that I want people to understand. When you're struggling with all these different emotions and you don't have an outlet or you don't know how to handle them, it's very frustrating. And that frustration could turn into so many.
Into illness.
Yes. And so much bad things that,
yeah.
It's very scary. So I want anyone out there to know if you're going through that, please do not think you're alone. Please seek help. Because it's a very dangerous thing. And in a split second, that emotion could turn into that one emotion that you could just say, I'm done. I can't take this no more. And I really don't want nobody to do that. You know, it's a tough feeling.
Absolutely.
Please seek help. Call someone. Go to anonymous hotline. It's a number in the back of your health card. You can always call that. It has mental something. I forgot what it's called. Just reach out with somebody. Or sometimes the best thing that I found out you can do when you really get to that emotion, you play music, you find a song that you know might help you, or you just turn on your radio, because guess what? God will shoot you that song that will stop you right in your track. How do I know? Because I have done it. I have done it. And this is what the emotions I'm talking about. These emotions is really, in a split second, it's like your whole mood change, you know, and sometimes it's the weather. Sometimes it's something that somebody says. Sometimes it's just something's not working for you or just a bad day. Let's try to change that day into looking at the good stuff out of the day. Like, we woke up, we ate, got clothes on our back. We may not be the happiest living situation. We may not be rich to have clothes, but at least we have something on your back. At least look at all those good things. If you have a job that you hate, at least you have a job. I go to work all the time, and Kendra knows how I am, and everybody don't really like how trippery I am every morning to say good morning, but I do it anyway because I am thankful to actually have a job and be alive, no matter what I go through. And I do miss my sunshine. She is my sunshine. She has not been to work. And that beautiful tone, sometimes I have to call her just so I could calm my emotions down. And little does she know, she's my sunshine.
Oh, thank you. And I don't mind being there at all. Call me anytime.
And I hope you guys could tune in anytime and listen to Kendra's beautiful tone, and it could calm any soul down, even when you're angry. Who could still fuss at that voice, you know? I knew that was coming. So we have 90 seconds. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I just want to let you guys know also, I thank you, Kendra, for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And I hope we help someone just know that we were just talking about how we're having a struggle of emotions, which I am, and let you know that you're not alone out there. And please, if you're going through any depression, bad emotion, please seek help. I hope you have a good night, you all, and thank you for tuning in. Bye. Bye, Kendra.
Bye.